Veda Avinashinam Nityam Ya Enam Ajam Avyayam Katam Sa Purusha Kata Kam Khatayati Panti Kam Vedavinashinam Nityam Vedavinashinam Nityam Ya enam ya ajyam avyayam Ya enam ajyam avyayam Katam sa purushak pata
Katam sa purushak pata
Kam khata yati hantikam
Kam khata yati hantikam
Vasansi
Asanti
Girnani
Girnani
Yata Saya
Saya
Navani
Navani
Krishnati
Brahmati
Naro
Naro
Aparani
Aparani
Pata
Pata
Surirani
Surirani
Jahaya
Jahaya
Girnani
Girnani
Anyani
Anyani
Sangyati
Sangyati
Navani
Dehi
Vasansi Jirnani Yata Vihaya
Vasansi Jirnani Yata Vihaya
Navani Grishnati Naro Parani
Navani Grishnati Naro Parani
Tata Shrirani Vihaya Jirnani Anyani Sanyati Navani Dehi
Anyani Sanyati Navani Dehi
Vasansi Jirnani Yata Vihaya
Vasansi Jirnani Yata Vihaya
Navani Grihnati Naro Parani
Navani Grihnati Naro Parani
Tata Shrirani Vihaya Jirnani
Tata Shrirani Namani Jirnani
Yanyani Sanyati Namani Dehi
Yanyani Sanyati Namani Dehi
Vasan Knowledge Avinashinam Indestructible Nityam Always Yaha One who Enam This soul Ajam Unborn Avyayam Immutable Katam How Saha He Purusha Person Partha O Partha Arjuna Kam Whom Katayati Hurts Panti Kills Kam Whom Translation O Partha, how can a person who knows that the soul is indestructible, unborn, eternal, and immutable, kill anyone or cause anyone to kill? Vasansi garments Jiranani old and worn out Yata as it is Vihaya giving up Navani new garments Grihnati does accept Naraha a man Aparani Other, tata, in the same way, shorirani, bodies, gahaya, giving up, jirnani, old and useless, anyani, different, sangyati, verily accepts, navani, new sets, dehi, the embodied. Translation. As a person puts on new garments, giving up old ones, similarly the soul accepts new material bodies, giving up the old and useless ones.
So this is another way of convincing. very simple thing anyone can understand. Bhākāṁsi jinnāni yathā vihāya. As our garments, coats and sash, when they are all rotten, no more usable, so we throw it away and get a new garment, that's all. Similarly, the soul, the changing garment from childhood, from babyhood, it's like a baby has got a shoe, but when he gets the child's body, the shoe does not fit. He has to take another. Similarly, when the same child grows or changes body, he requires another. Similarly, the soul is changing and his body exactly as we change our garments. Vāsāṁsi jinnāni. Jinnāni means when it is old enough, not fit for use. Jathā vihāya, as we get, give it up, vihāya means give it up. Navāni, new garment. Naro aparāni, jinnāti. Now, the body has been compared herein as the garment, just a coat and shirt. The tailor cuts the coat according to the body. Similarly, this material body, if it is certain coat, then this is cut according to the spiritual body. The spiritual body is not nirākāra, without form. If it is without form, then how the garment, the coat and shirt, has got hands and legs? It is common sense. The coat has got hands, or the pant has got legs, because this person who is using the coat, he has got hands and legs. But this proves that the spiritual body is not impersonal. It is not a zero. It has got form. But the form is so minute. Anoraniyāna mahato mahiyāna. One form is lesser than the atom. Anoraniyāna mahato mahiyāna. Two forms are there, spiritual. One is the Supreme Lord's form, Virāta Rūpa, mahato mahiyāna. And our form, anoraniyāna, lesser than the atom. That is stated in the Kathopanishad. Anoraniyam mahato mahiyam atmasya jantu nihito guhayam. Nihito guhayam. Guhayam means in the heart. Both of them are there. Now find out more than time. Both the soul and the super soul, they are situated within the heart. Ishvara sarva-bhūtānā rigvedhe. Very well. It is not said that anywhere in the body it is sitting. No. Rigvedhe in the heart. And actually, by medical science, the heart is the center of all activities of the body. office. And the brain is the manager, the director is there. Krishna, he says also in another place, Sarvatra Kaham Ridhi Sandhivishtya. Everything is clear. Sarvatra Kaham Ridhi Sandhivishtya. I am sitting in everyone's heart. Find out God, find out Krishna. In several places, all Vedic literature is there. Guhayam, guhayam means in the heart. Sarvatra kaham ridhisan mattas nati jnanam apuhanam. The Supreme Director, Krishna, is sitting there. And he is directing. Now, this living entity wants to fulfill his desire in this way. He is giving direction to the material nature. Now, prepare a vehicle, body, for this rascal in this way. He wants to enjoy, all right, let him enjoy. This is why. We are all rascals. We are manufacturing our different ways of life. As soon as we are thinking, but we cannot fulfill our desire without sanction of God. That is not possible. But because we are persisting, I want to fulfill my desire in this way, Krishna is sanctioning all that. Just like a child persists to possess something, the father gives all right, take it. So all these bodies we are getting, although by the sanction of the Supreme Lord, but he is sanctioning with reluctance. Why this rascal is wanting that? This is your book. Therefore, at last Krishna said, Sarvadharmat Purushaja, give us this rascal. I want this body, I want that body, I want to enjoy life in this way. Give up all this nonsense. So, here in the Vedic literature, we find that both the Lord and the living entity, they are situated in the heart. The living entity, Jiva, is desiring. And the master is sanctioning. And the prakriti or the material nature is giving the body. Here is the body. Ready, sir. Come here. Therefore, the original cause of our entanglement or liberation is our desire. As we are desiring. If we desire to become free from this imputation of birth, death, oldness and disease, it is ready. And if you want to continue this implication, change of body, birth and sinani, because you cannot enjoy spiritual life in this material body. You can enjoy this material world with this material world. And if you want to enjoy spiritual life, then you have to enjoy in spiritual world. But as you have no information of the spiritual life, spiritual enjoyment, we are simply desiring to enjoy this world. Punak punak charvita karvana. Chewing the chew. The same sex, the same man and woman, they are in line at home, and they same again, go to the naked dance. The object is the same, sex, here or there. But they are thinking, if I go to the theater or naked dancing, it will be very dangerous. So it is called puna puna chodhita, chewing the seed. The same way a sex lying at home, chewing, and go to the naked class, chewing. Chewing the seed. There is no raka. There is no human mellow. Therefore they are disappointed. Because the thing is the same. Just like you chew one sugar cane and take out the juice and again if you chew, then what do you get? But they are so dull-headed, so restless, they do not know. They are trying to get pleasure, which is already enjoyed, which is already tasted. Puna puna chad vishachad vana. Adanta bhogi vishadanta mitram. Puna puna chad vishachad vana. A human being, you will find that when the dogs, they have sex life, they have no sex. So many lusty people stand there and see. Seeing means they are willing. If I could enjoy in the street like this, and sometimes they do. This is right. Puna puna chedit sarma. Janavaitana vidyamiri sukham nitukham. So this materialistic life, meaning sex life, very abominable. Tukham. If anyone has understood this, then he is liberated. But if one is still attracted, that it is to be understood that there is still delay in liberation. And one who has understood and has left it, even in this body, he is liberated. He is called Jivana Mukta Sauchyata. Ihajasya Harivadasi Karmanam Rasa Bhata Nikileshu Api Avasthasu Jivana Mukta Sauchyata. So, how we can become free from this desire? Ihadasa Harevasi. If you simply desire to serve Krishna, then you can become. Otherwise, that is not all. If you desire anything else except the service of the law, then Maya will give you inducement. Why not enjoy? That's what Yamunacharya says, Jadavadhi mamachitta krishna padaravinda. Nama nama dhamarantu maasi tadavati vatanari sangami smadjamani bhavati mukhuvikara sustu nishtibanancha. Jadavadhi, since the time, mama chitta, I have engaged my life and soul, my consciousness, in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. This verse is given by Jamunacharya. He was a great king. And kings are generally licentious. But he became later on a saintly devotee. So, his personal experience, he said, that since I have engaged my mind in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna, Jadavadhi mama chitta krishna padarvinda. Nama nama. And service, spiritual service means every moment new. It is not happening. Those who are spiritually realized, they will find to serve Krishna means new enlightenment. New enlightenment. Nama nama samaram kumar. Here in this material world, He enjoys, it becomes hectic, puna puna charita. Therefore you are disappointed. But if you engage yourself in the service of Krishna, you will find new and new encouragement. That is true. If you find it agony, then you must know that you are not yet serving spiritually, you are serving materially. Formality, stereotype. But if you feel new and new energy, then you know that you are serving spiritually. This is the question. Your enthusiasm will increase, not decrease. So, the taste is in our hand. If you need mangalarati, we feel laziness. That means I am not yet spiritually advanced. And if you want peace and peace, now it is time for mangalarati. Let me stand up, let me do this. That is spiritual. Anyone can taste. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti anratrasya. Bhakti means spiritual. That soon as you are touched with the Supreme Spirit, virakti anratrasya. No more enjoyment in this material world. So, Krishna is there. Krishna is also sitting within the heart, and I am also sitting within the heart, just like two friends on the same bus. This is also described in the Upanishad. Samane Brikse Purusha Nimavno. That's the name. Equally, on the same level. The one body is eating the fruit of the tree, or the jiva soul, the living entity, he is making his fruitive action. Khetragna. These are all the stress. Khetragna chapi mana vidhi, sarva khetri suhara. The owner and the occupier. I am the occupier of this body. And the owner is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna's another name is Rishikesh. Rishikesh. So, he is actually owner of my hands and legs and eyes, everything, all my senses. I am simply occupier. I am not owner. But that we have forgot. Just like if you are in a rented apartment, you are occupier. You are given the license to occupy the room. You are not owner. But if you think that you are owner, that is, tena eva sa ucchate, immediately becomes wrong in that. So take it this, body or the country or the nation or the world or the universe, nothing belongs to you. The owner is Krishna. The owner is Saraloka Maheshwaram. Krishna says, I am the owner. So mistake is that we do not know the owner and we are, although we are occupied, improperly using our occupation. That is material condition. Improper. Otherwise, the direction is there, the director is sitting there, he's always helping you, but the disease is that we are claiming to be owner and want to act according to my needs, and that is material condition. My business is to work for the owner, not for me. Therefore, that is my position, constitution. Krishna has created me, not creation, but along with Krishna, we are all there. But we are eternal salvation along with this body. The finger is also born. The finger is not differently born. When I was born, my fingers were born. Similarly, when Krishna was there, if Krishna was never born, then we are also never born. Rahanati Hanumani Sharire. Very simple clearly. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. If Krishna is born, then I am born. If Krishna is not born, then I am not born. Krishna is Aja, so we are also Aja. Aja Mambayam. Krishna is imperishable, immutable, we are also immutable. Because we are part and parcel of God. So, why the part and parcels are there? Why my hand is there? Because I require it. I require the assistance of my hand. I require the assistance of my finger. It is necessary. The rascal says, why God created us? Rascal, it is necessary. Because He is God, He wants your service. Just like big man, he keeps so many servants. If some rascal inquires, why you are keeping so many servants? And because I am big man, I want. Simple to that. Similarly, if God is the supreme authority, then He must have so many assistants. Otherwise, how will He manage? So, whole universe is being managed by God's assistance, according to the Brahma, is the most powerful assistant. Tini Brahma Rida Adikamayi Mriyanti Yaskuraya. In the Brahma's heart also, Tini Brahma Rida, Rida, again Rida. Because Brahma was alone, so what to do? Brahma was first place. But Krishna gave instruction to do, to create this universe like this. Buddhi yoga lagaritam. I give intelligence. See, everything is there. Everything is there. Krishna is always with you. If you want to go back to home, back to Godhead, then Krishna is ready to give you all instruction. Yes. Jinavāhu pujāntiti. He gives instruction. Yes, you do like this. Then you will finish your this material business and after giving up this body, is done. But if you want to continue this material existence, then vāshāṁsi jinnāni yathāvihāya. You have to accept one body and when it is no more usable, then you have to give up this body and accept another body. This is continuation of materialism. But if you want to end it, if you are actually disgusted with this kind of business, bhutta bhutta puriyate, take birth once again, die again, take again. But we are so sinless and so lavish that we are not very much disgusted with this business. We want to continue, and therefore Krishna is also ready, unlike the content. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Jantraru rani maya, ishara sarvabhutana, riddhese anjunati sthiti, brahmayan sarvabhutani, jantraru rani maya. Very clear. Krishna knows your desire, that is, you want still to enjoy this material world. All right, enjoy. So, for enjoying different kinds of enjoyment, we require different kinds of instruments. So, the Krishna prepares you. So kind, all right, just like the father gives a toy, the child wants a motor car, all right, take it. Toy motor car. He wants an engine, He wants to become a little man. Now this kind of supplies are there. Similarly, Krishna is supplying this toy body. Jantra. Jantra means machine. This is a machine. Everyone understands this is a machine. But who has supplied the machine? The machine is supplied by nature, material ingredients. But it is prepared under the order of Krishna. Mayadhakshena prakriti suyati satarachanam. Prakriti, nature is preparing all these things under my direction. So where is it difficult to understand Krishna consciousness? Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. If you diligently study and try to understand, you remain fully Krishna conscious always. Everything is there. What is my position? How I am working, how I am dying, how I am getting body, how I am wandering. Everything in detail is there. Simply one has to become little intelligent. But we remain unintelligent, rascal, because we are associating with rascals. These rascals, philosophers, religionists, avatar, bhavaman, samis, yogis, and kurmis, therefore we have become rascals. Satasanga thari koinu asate gila. Nothing rascal, therefore regret. That I gave up the association of the devotees. I simply associated these all rascals. Asat-sam. Te karane lagilo mor karma bandha phan. Therefore I have become entangled in this limitation of Vaisakhya. Te karane. So give up this. Janaka Pandit also says, tajodhujjana samsargam. Give up the association of these rascals. Vajasadu samadha. All are associated with devotees. This is that. We are establishing different centers not for sense enjoyment, but for good association of devotees. If we miss this, those who are working, those who are managers of this institution, must always know that we cannot make this institution or this center as a brother. There must be such management and such arrangement that we must have always good association for our advancement. That is it. Thank you very much.